someone watching, always someone wanting more. And that's dangerous, right? I asked, already knowing the answer.
Yes, the analyst confirmed. Contempt can be dangerous because it builds walls. It makes it easy to disconnect from people, to stop empathizing. You stop seeing the human behind the intrusion. It's natural to feel frustrated when your privacy is invaded. But when contempt takes root, it can create distance, not just from those who've crossed your boundaries, but from everyone.
I nodded slowly. I can feel that happening already. It's like I don't even want to engage anymore. Not with the media, not with fans. I just want them to go away. But that's not fair to them either.
That's the danger of contempt, the analyst said softly. It convinces you that the easiest way to protect yourself is to push others away. But isolation doesn't solve the problem. It only makes you feel more distant, more misunderstood.
I sat with that for a moment, letting her words sink in. I didn't want to feel this way. I didn't want to view people with contempt, to see them as obstacles or annoyances. But that's what it was becoming, wasn't it? So, what do I do? I asked, looking around the studio. How do I manage this before it becomes something worse?
You're already on the right path, the analyst replied. The first step is awareness, recognizing that contempt is starting to form. You've done that. Now you need to reframe the way you're seeing these situations. Instead of focusing on how your boundaries have been violated, think about why those boundaries are important to you. Express them clearly, but with empathy.
I nodded. I don't want to cut people off. I just want space. I want respect.
Exactly, the analyst said. And your bandmates will likely feel the same way. You're not alone in this. They too are dealing with the overwhelming attention, the lack of privacy. You can help them manage their own feelings of contempt by showing them how to set boundaries without disconnecting from the people who support them.
I thought about the girls. Layla, Ruby, Zoe, Lena. We were all feeling the same pressure, the same exhaustion from constantly being under the spotlight. I could see it in the way they reacted when we pulled up to the rehearsal studio and saw the media waiting for us. The frustration, the weariness. Contempt was brewing in all of us, not just me.
I need to help them with this too, don't I?
I said, more to myself than to the analyst.
Yes, she agreed. As the band's emotional anchor, you're in a unique position to guide them. Help them see that contempt is a natural response, but not a healthy one. It's about managing those feelings before they harden into something that isolates you from the people who genuinely care.
I sat back, exhaling slowly. It made sense. Contempt wasn't just about superiority. It was about protecting yourself from being hurt, from being disrespected. But if I let it fester, it would only push us further apart from the world we were meant to connect with.
I guess I have some work to do, I said with a small smile, for myself and for the band.
You're already doing the work, the analyst reassured me. Just keep going. Remember, setting boundaries doesn't mean disconnecting from others. It means protecting what matters most to you while still allowing room for connection.
I looked around the studio once more, feeling the quiet stillness of the space. This place was a refuge, a sanctuary where I could be myself, away from the noise and the pressure. But I couldn't hide here forever. Life was messy, unpredictable, and sometimes overwhelming. And I needed to learn how to navigate it without letting contempt take over.